Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group's radio show, RiskFeesTaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby, I go by Raz. I'm here with my son, Daniel, who's a tax attorney. Now we're going to uncover some interesting things for you on the show just to help you understand things a little better, because our whole purpose is to give you more information to make better decisions.
So go to our website, RiskFeesTaxes.com, to schedule a free video call with our team to learn more and how to minimize those three killers in your retirement. RiskFeesTaxes.com.
So right now we're going to talk a little bit about insurance. We get a lot of questions about insurance. You know, I've heard bad things about insurance. I hate insurance companies. Insurance companies don't pay out. You know, insurance companies always try to duck things. And, you know, we've had the Mangione case where he killed the president of the insurance company. And people are just angry with insurance companies. Why are they so angry? Well, one of the things is all of us are affected by either health insurance or car insurance, because we kind of have to have it, right? And when you have car insurance or health insurance, those are kind of negotiable in damages, right? So if you get sick, they can say that's not covered, or this is price is too high, or blah, blah, blah. Lots of different excuses. And many insurance companies do deny cases and then wait for you to appeal them, and then they pay them on appeal, or they lowball offer.
Because there's room for interpretation. They're like, well, we'll help this health condition, but only up to this amount, and only if these conditions apply, and so on and so forth.
And maybe there's a pre-existing condition, maybe there's this, that, or the other thing, or you can go into a different state or a different county and pay less. There's lots of, you know, different loopholes that they can go through. And that's what makes people angry. When people are angry, you know, they say, oh, all insurance companies are bad. But think about the same thing. What if you bought a Yugo back then, and you wouldn't stop buying cars? No, it's just that car was a bad car, but there's lots of cars that are good cars. So,
or a Pinto.
Or a Pinto, yeah.
Ford Pinto, right? Is it the one that was exploding?
Exploding, right? Yep. So the whole thing is insurance has, all you're doing is insuring against a loss, right? Health insurance. And lately, health insurance is no longer insurance. Health insurance is health care. Why? Because it's guaranteed coverage. So it doesn't matter how sick you are, you can get coverage, which is kind of disrupts the whole idea about insurance. Because if insurance company has to take that risk, they're going to raise everybody's rates.
Imagine trying to buy insurance for your house while it's already on fire. You think they're going to cover it against fire damage? Well, no. Insurance is insuring against a risk that something might happen.
Right. But health insurance don't like that anymore. Health insurance, your house could be burning down if it's health. They still have to insure it. That's the problem. That's why all of us end up paying much higher. That's one of the reasons. Lots of reasons why health insurance got expensive and out of control. But we're not going to focus on that so much.
So what about other types of insurance in the investment world? We talk about annuities on here a lot. Annuities are a type of insurance. It's insurance against living too long. They're going to pay you a certain payment. It's not negotiable. You get a payment. If it's $30,000 a year, it's exactly $30,000 every year forever. Yeah. It only stops when they get a death certificate saying you've died. That's when it stops. And if it's a growth annuity, like an insured investment account, then there's a guarantee against loss. They don't promise you any specific return. You may or may not get a good return, a great return, an okay return, but you're never going to go backwards, and there are never any fees charged if it's the right type. So there's no room for negotiation in, well, we don't think that we should give you this much, or we think we should only protect. No, this is what the promise is. That's the contract. And, you know, same thing with life insurance. Life insurance pays you a certain amount, pays your family a certain amount when you die. It's that amount when you die, and there's only one condition, right? You got to be dead.
And there's also a 2-year rule. So in the first 2 years, if you die within 2 years of getting insurance, they will investigate it to make sure there was no fraud involved, make sure that you didn't withhold the fact that you had severe heart trouble and they didn't find it.
Or suicide is also excluded, but only for the first 2 years.
But if you've had a life insurance policy for 2 years or longer, then it's a guaranteed payout, unless it's a term policy. Then it expires before you die. Then it's only guaranteed for that time period, so long as you make the payment.
So as long as the policy is in force, that's what you get. And so there's less room for negotiation or discussion or exceptions or excuses as far as the coverage goes. All that you need to do, or your family needs to do, is show that you've died, and then you get the claim. right? And you might say, well, I still don't like insurance companies. You don't have to like insurance companies. You just have to hate them less than the IRS.
Yeah.
So that's let me say that again. Important. You don't need to love the insurance company. You just need to hate them less than the IRS. And when that sinks in, you're like, okay, it makes sense. If I'm going to get all these benefits, it makes sense to use insurance for some of these things so that I pay less taxes. So how would you pay less taxes by using insurance? Well, life insurance specifically is a way to pay less taxes upon death for your family, because life insurance death benefits are tax-free. They're always capital gains tax-free. They are always income tax-free if there's the death benefit always is. And the cash value is often tax-free if it's used in a certain way, but the death benefit is always tax-free.
Unless it can be estate tax problem if you don't do it properly. So if you have a lot of estate money, and many times people will use life insurance to pay the taxes on an estate that's over the estate tax limit right now, which is $15 million per person. So that will use, but it has to be in a trust. Otherwise, it adds to your estate and makes your value even higher and have it taxable. So you have to really talk to somebody that knows what they're doing before you make a decision like that.
Right. But even let's say, and if you are in the case of having a estate that's over, say, let's say it's over $10 million and you're approaching that $15 million mark, you need to really have a specific and very precisely worded irrevocable trust to hold the life insurance so that it's outside of your estate. And when you're at that level, you can also be qualifying for programs that mean you don't have to pay out of pocket for a lot of that. You can get someone else to finance the cost of the life insurance. So if you've got over $10 million of assets, definitely make an appointment, riskfeestaxes.com. There are several unique things you could take advantage of that are not available to everybody. But for everybody else, life insurance can still be a really good option to minimize taxes. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you have $2 million in your IRA that is not being used to generate income. But you have enough pension, interest income, you have dividends, you're living off those things. And we have a lot of clients that are that way. They have several million dollars and they're living off the dividends and the interest and the pension.
So the question is, what do you want this money to do for you? And that's exactly what I mean, the money to do for you, not to you to do with the money. What do you want the money to do for you? Because if it's not providing you an income, it's not providing you any safety net, it's not providing anything for you, it's just sitting there, what do you want it to do?
And for most people, if the default answer is, well, I want to give it to the kids. Now, if you don't have kids, we can help you find other things that you could do with the money. And that doesn't mean give it all to charity. There are some other things we can discuss when you make an appointment with us. But let's assume for a minute you have kids, or you have somebody that you want to leave behind. Or you don't want to leave them behind, but when you do leave them behind, you want to leave them something. So if you got, let's say this example, $2 million, it's in your IRA. What's going to happen? You're going to take required distributions every year. You're going to pay the taxes every year. You're going to reinvest it. You're going to pay reinvestment taxes. Then when you die, whatever is left in your IRA is going to go to the kids. And they're going to pay taxes. Now, several years ago, there was this thing called stretch IRAs where they could delay those taxes and defer them and stretch them out over many decades. That can't happen anymore.
Now they have to take it and pay it within 10 years. So within 10 years, they got to pay all the taxes that was due on that IRA that you did not pay. Now they have to pay it. And likely they'll inherit it at their highest earning years. So probably they'll be in the highest tax bracket at the time. And most everybody we talk to really believes the taxes are not going to stay this low.
They're going to go up over time. And so you're leaving a massive tax burden for the kids. Is there a better way? Well, most people have heard of this thing called a Roth conversion. So that's one thing. You can pay the tax now and make all this Roth, and then it's going to grow. So now you have $2 million that's tax-free.
And some people think that, oh, Roth, I can't do a Roth. I make too much money. Well, we're not talking about contributing to a Roth. We're talking about converting to a Roth. There's a difference. You may make too much money to contribute to a Roth, but there's no income cap for conversion to a Roth.
And so if you convert, now let's say you paid the tax on the $2 million. Now you have $2 million that's all tax-free. And it's going to grow. However, the investments that it's in are growing for the rest of your life, and it's all tax-free. So that's great. That is one option. But life insurance is also an option. And if the primary goal is to leave this money to the kids, in most cases, life insurance is a much more efficient way to do that. Let's use an example. You take the $2 million, and let's say over the next 10 years, you move it into a life insurance policy. You're putting in $200,000 every year into this life insurance. Well, you are paying taxes along the way, but you would do that for the Roth conversion. So nothing's different. It feels like a Roth conversion, but instead of putting it into a Roth, you're putting it into life insurance. And now, from day one, you might have a $2 million death benefit, and that might grow every year. So by the time you finish paying for this life insurance, you might have $4 million of death benefit. It's all tax-free. Yes, the Roth may someday grow that big if you live a long time, but in case it doesn't, the life insurance already guarantees that.
Again, it's opinion-based assets versus contract-based assets. You're basically taking out of the opinion, which is the market, paying the taxes, and putting into a contract that you are guaranteed by law that this is how much your kids are going to get, and this is what's going to go to.
So which of these three options would you rather have if legacy is a priority for you? You'd rather leave $2 million to your kids that they have to pay taxes on, or do you rather leave $2 million of tax-free money that is invested in something that you pick and you hope it went up over time? Or you'd rather leave $2 million, well, it's actually not $2 million, it's $4 million of guaranteed tax-free benefit for them when you die, no matter when you die, even if you die 5 or 10 years from now rather than 20 or 30 years. So that's a big difference. And obviously the life insurance is much more efficient for transferring wealth. And people often ask, well, what, really at my age, at 60 years old, at 65 years old, at 70 years old, does that still make sense? Yes, it does.
If you're insurable.
If you're insurable, but you may be surprised of how insurable you are, even at older ages.
It's worth finding out.
So we have clients all the time that we run the numbers, and we are fiduciaries. So we look at many different insurance companies. We look at many different options, and we only recommend it to you if we can prove it's actually in your best interest. But as fiduciaries, we take a look at that, and we have clients all the time that even at age 65, even at age 70, it still makes sense. They're going to have a lot more legacy for the kids, having the life insurance than passing it through the IRA or even a Roth conversion.
And if you're younger, you're not really looking at retirement yet, maybe 10, 20, 30 years down the road, but you're making a lot of money and you're kind of figuring out where to put all this money, what you should do. At that point, life insurance is a great place to put it too, because you can actually use the cash value while you're still young enough to enjoy it. So when you put a highly funded life insurance policy in place, that money grows and accumulates. And if you do it right, you can actually get interest on the money even after you borrow the money from your own policy. They may still credit your interest.
Right.
So there's lots of interesting things
out
there.
And that's tax-free, right?
Absolutely tax-free. It's a loan.
If it's not a MEC, it's not a modified endowment contract, that cash value is accessible tax-free for any reason.
So a lot of wealthy or actually high-income earners will put money into a life insurance policy even in their 30s and 40s, be able to use that money. It's like their own private bank. But you've got to have the right company, the right low cost and internal cost. There's lots of things to look at. And what is it you want to do? So as a fiduciary, we really find out, what are you trying to do long-term, short-term? And we help you uncover the details to make the better decisions. So go to riskfeestaxes.com to make an appointment. It's free. And ask questions. And we'll be able to answer you. We'll be able to tell you whether we can help you or not.
And remember, you don't have to love the insurance company. You just have to hate them less than the IRS.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.